As you assume office, it becomes your highest duty to practice and uphold accountability and transparency in government.
As government workers, we are duty-bound to uphold the Constitution and the administrations of justice, serve selflessly, and promote transparency and good governance.
Transparency in government. It's one of the most important characteristics of a democracy. President Rodrigo Duterte himself acknowledges this in the words you just heard. At the time, he was addressing newly elected local government officials and his own appointees. But is Duterte walking the talk? Is his own office, the office of the president in Malacañang, practicing transparency by making important decisions and documents open to public scrutiny? Welcome to Episode 8 of the Seat of Power podcast. I'm Pia Renada, Rappler's Malacañang reporter. In recent years of the Duterte presidency, we've witnessed a deterioration in Malacañang's commitment to transparency. First, Duterte's 2018 Statement of Assets, Liabilities, and Net Worth, or SALN, is still nowhere to be found. Second, Malacañang has a new policy of not proactively disclosing the appointments of people Duterte has chosen for government positions. Third, Malacañang no longer informs reporters of the president's daily official schedule. Fourth, Malacañang has not made any live broadcasts of the president for over a month or since his State of the Nation address in July. Malacañang communication staff have even edited out portions of Duterte's speeches. Let's dissect these one by one. The President's SALN is a very important document against corruption. The SALN of an official details the increase or decrease in his or her wealth for the year that has passed. Media outlets have already begun requesting for copies of Duterte's 2019 SALN, but his 2018 SALN, up to now, has not been disclosed by either Malacañang or the Office of the Ombudsman, the official custodian of all SALNs. This means the public has no way of knowing how much money Duterte made that year. The fact that no one has laid eyes on this SALN prompted the Philippine Center for Investigative Journalism to call Duterte a most secretive president. He is the first president in 30 years who failed to make his SALN publicly available. Vice President Leni Robredo has consistently publicized her SALNs. Back when reporters asked the palace for Duterte's SALN, then presidential spokesman Salvador Panelo passed the buck to Ombudsman Samuel Martirez. But it was Martirez who had told reporters to ask the palace for Duterte's SALN. This confusing back and forth does nothing for transparency. Ironically, Duterte's own executive order on freedom of information reminds officials to, quote, file and make available for scrutiny their SALN in accordance with existing laws, rules, and regulations, end quote. Then we go to appointment papers. Appointment papers are official documents formalizing a person's new position in government. Duterte, as the appointing authority, signs these papers. Because he is the president, he gets to appoint people into powerful positions, like Supreme Court Justice, Chief of the Police or Military, or Head of a Department. It has been tradition for Malacañang to send appointment papers to media outlets. But there's a new policy, according to Presidential Spokesman Harry Roque.
Ngayon, ang policy po namin sa OPS, it's up to the appointed official to post it if they want. Now, we just confirm that an appointment has been made. Well, meron pa rin po transparency kasi kinukonfirm namin yung mga appointments. Pero kasi po, yung appointment paper itself is addressed to the appointee. So it's up to the appointee kung gusto niyang ilabas yan.
The reason this is a blow to transparency is because officials will now have the discretion whether or not to inform the public of their appointment. Unless a reporter somehow gets wind of their appointment and then asks Malacañang officials to confirm, that appointment can stay a secret for who knows how long. In other words, if Malacañang used to proactively inform the public, this time, reporters and citizens will have to dig up the information themselves, then confirm with officials. While Roque makes it sound like the palace just wants to streamline processes, the real consequence of the new rule is it will make it more difficult for the public to immediately know who will be leading government agencies that directly impact their lives.
A lot of people, not much for a lot, but I know that there are some people who would happily use I'm polyamorous label to basically justify anything, to justify sleeping around, to justify not committing, but that flies in the face naman of how we see it.
It's my choice not to be a mother, but I'm not, it's not
dissing on mothers,
on motherhood, on it's parenthood.
Like a purely person-to-person basis.
I'm Marguerite Leon, host of Rappler's I've Got an Opinion, where I speak to ordinary people who have a lot to say about extraordinary issues. Listen in every other Wednesday at 8 p.m. on SoundCloud, Apple Podcasts, and Spotify.
Now let's talk about advisories on Duterte's official schedule. The palace used to send this to Malacañang reporters regularly. A day or two before the actual presidential event, reporters would already know it was scheduled to take place. We could prepare advancer stories. We could get experts to analyze the government impacts of the event. This is no longer the case. Nowadays, reporters are only informed of Duterte's messages to the people or meetings with cabinet officials. There was no prior official advisory about Duterte's recent participation in a meeting hosted by the King of Jordan. How did reporters know Duterte was going to visit victims of the recent Jolo bombings? The president mentioned it in his speech in a virtual concert on the same day. According to a palace source, this is because of another new rule. The rule, introduced by Malacañang's protocol office, is that if an event is not open for media coverage, reporters will not be told about it. But because of health rules due to the pandemic, no presidential event has been open to the media. So the palace hasn't seen a need to inform the media about events other than Duterte's messages to the nation. The rule was introduced after October 3, 2018, the day when Duterte inexplicably skipped a Philippine Amusement and Gaming Corporation event in Malacañang. No palace official could explain why he had to miss the activity, even as rumors that it was health-related swirled. This state of affairs means we don't know what the president is up to most of the time. Before the pandemic, he used to make almost daily public appearances. Filipinos could assess his demeanor and physical condition for themselves. They could see him at work, addressing other officials, checking on government projects, gracing ceremonies. But during the few occasions the public gets to see the president, the broadcasts are not even live, and there's a chance they were edited. This was the case for Duterte's July 13 speech in Jolo. Rappler and The Inquirer were able to get copies of Duterte's complete speech. It turns out, Malacañang's communication team took out parts where the president ranted about ABS-CBN, Rappler, and Filipino tycoons like the Ayalas and Manny V. Pangilinan. I've also found out that an even more recent speech of the president's was edited so that the public wouldn't hear his outburst against the United States. Duterte was expressing outrage over America's sanctions on Chinese companies engaged in illegal reclamation in the South China Sea. The edit was supposedly made upon the request of Chief of Presidential Protocol Robert Borge. So what do all these new policies mean? Why is Malacañang being so secretive about the president's wealth, activities, and words? Are they hiding something? The last time a Philippine president withheld such information to the public was during the dictatorship of Ferdinand Marcos. Marcos stole billions from public coffers and hid a grave illness, supposedly lupus, from Filipinos. No less than the 1987 Constitution recognized the, quote, right of the people to information on matters of public concern, end quote. But more than that, transparency in the president, the highest elected official in the land, is a mark of good governance. Filipinos should expect it and demand it of President Duterte. Thanks for listening to Seat of Power. I'm Pia Renada. Listen to Rappler's podcasts on SoundCloud, Spotify, Google Podcasts, and Apple Podcasts.